Amen. In verse number 3, the Bible said that Jonadab was a very subtle man. Only 3 times in the Bible that word subtle is ever used. Amen. In Genesis chapter 3, talking about the devil. Dear friend, the serpent being more subtle than all other creatures. In Proverbs chapter 7, the Bible said the heart of a harlot is subtle. And here Jonadab, Amnon's friend, our dear friend, is very subtle. Amen. It means to be sneaky. Amen. It means to be conniving. Our dear friend, you better be careful who you call friends. Amen. Our dear friend, I'll tell you, sometimes we do not realize the power that our friends have over us. Amen. But I want to tell you something, young folks. You are now, or you will soon be, what your friends are. The Bible said in Amos 2:3-3. How can two walk together unless they be agreed? You show me your friends. How dear friend, tell me what kind of person you are. Amen. How dear friend, I'm telling you, if your friends are worldly, you'll be soon worldly yourself. And the Bible said a friend of the world is an enemy with God this morning. Amen. And now friends are a good thing. God had friends. Moses was called the friend of God. Abraham was called the friend of God. Jesus told the disciples, I said, I've called you my friends. The Bible said Lazarus was called the friend of the Jesus. Amen. Dear friend, that legion was called the friend of Jesus. And even Judas, Jesus addressed him as friend in the garden. In fact, there's not a person in this world whom Jesus has not been a friend to. Amen. What a friend we have in Jesus. Amen. Do you have friends this morning? Are you a friend to someone? The Bible makes 3 points about friends. First of all, in Proverbs 18:24, the Bible said a friend must first show himself to be friendly. Amen. Dear friend, let me tell you something about your friends. Dear friend, friends are not one-sided. Amen. Dear friend, a friend must first show himself to be friendly. Amen. Dear friend, you can't have or be a friend by imitation, manipulation, or domination. Amen. You can't buy friends. You can't bully friends this morning. Dear friend, I'm telling you, your friends are to give as much to you as they get out of you. Amen. And brother, when the scales start to being tipped the other way, when all they ever do is take from you, you need to reevaluate your friendship. Amen. Dear friend, and then number 2 in Proverbs 17:17, I said a friend loves at all times. Amen. There is no such thing as a rainy day friend. Brother, if they don't love you in the good times and in the bad times, they are not your friends. Amen. This, I can only have one friend at a time. And if this is my friend, I can't have other friends. Brother, I'm telling you, somebody like that, you need to reevaluate your relationship. Amen. Dear friend, friend one day and an enemy the next day. Dear friend, I'm telling you, a friend loves in the good times and the bad times, the ups and the downs. Amen. A friend will love you at 2 o'clock in the morning and 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Dear friend, you need to realize what a friend is this morning. Amen. And then number 3, Jesus said, no greater love has any man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Amen. Now you may call a lot of people your friends, but how many people in this world are you willing to put your life on the line for? Amen. There's a difference in an acquaintance and an associate and a friend of yours. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you, dear friend, you need to be careful because of the folly of friends. Dear friend, the Bible said friends are faithful. In Proverbs 27:6, faithful are the wounds of a friend. Amen. They'll tell you the truth even if it hurts. Amen. They're fun. Dear friend, I think about in Luke 15, when that shepherd found the one sheep, called his friends, and they celebrated. That woman that swept the floor and found the coin, she called her friends, and they rejoiced with her. Even the elder brother said, I got to have a kid and make merry with my friends. Amen. Friends are a blessing this morning if they're true friends. But friends can also be false. In Proverbs chapter 6, verse 3, the Bible said, you better make sure of your friends. In Proverbs 14:20 said, the rich have many friends. In 19:4, he said, wealth maketh friends. Amen. I'm telling you, dear friend, if you've got money, if you've got substance, if you've got something somebody wants, why, sure, they'll be your friend. But I think about the prodigal's friends. As long as he had substance, As long as he was wasting his substance with riotous living, I imagine he had all kind of friends. But when he lost everything, got down in the hog pen, there was no one around. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you, friend of mine, you need to realize who your friends are. Sometimes they can be frustrating. Job looked at his friends and said, "You're a bunch of miserable comforters." David said, "My own familiar friend has lifted up his heel against me." And even the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible said there that they'll say unto him in that day, "Where'd you get those wounds?" And he'll respond, "In the house of a friend." Amen. Dear friend, the Bible tells us in Deuteronomy chapter 13 and verse 6, you better listen up, young folks. The Bible said that if our friend this morning shall entice thee secretly, saying, "Let us go and serve other gods which thou hast not known," he said, "thou shalt not consent with them, nor hearken unto them, and nor shalt thou not pity them, nor spare them, and neither shall you conceal them." Amen. In other words, if someone who calls himself your friend tries to get you to do something that you know is wrong, they are not your friend. And the Bible said, don't go with him, and don't hide the matter, but tell it. Amen. Expose them for who they are and what they are this morning. Amen. Dear friend, you better be careful about who you call your friends. Amen. I want you to notice three things this morning about the folly of friends. Number one, I want to tell you, friends can influence you. Amen. Dear friend, you don't realize sometimes how much power that they have over you. Amen. The book of Esther tells us, dear friend, that Haman's friends urged him to build a gallows to hang Mordecai on. And you know how that story turned out, that Haman got hanged on the own gallows that he built. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you, your friends can undo in 1 hour what your parents have tried to do in 15 and 16 years. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you, if you ask a lot of folks, dear friend, that are in prison, incarcerated, and they'll tell you that they'd never made the choices that they made had it not been for friends that influenced them to go along with what was going on. Amen. I sure would hate to have to pay a price for what somebody else influenced me to do that I know was not right in the first place, that I didn't want to do to start with. But yet I had a friend. I thank God that tried to influence me. They'll influence your choices this morning. Man, you'll do a lot of things you never would do if it had not been for your friends. Amen. You'll do a lot of things based on the advice of your friends. Dear friend, I thought, well, what if Abner had a godly friend when he come to him with this problem? And his godly friend would have said, "Abner, that's wrong, that's vile, that's wicked. Let's pray that God would help you. Get that thought out of your mind." Amen. But he had a friend that encouraged him to do what he knowed was wrong this morning. Dear friend, you are what your friends are this morning. Amen. If it weren't for that friend, dear friend, this morning, I'm telling you, they'll influence your character. Amen. Dear friend, you get among friends and you'll change your demeanor. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you, your friends will help you rebel against your parents. They'll help you rebel against authority. They'll help you rebel against God. Dear friend, you get in that crowd of friends that'll influence you, that'll bully you. They'll make you feel like you're nothing unless you go their way. The Bible said you'll not follow the multitude to do see him this morning. That's why he said, "Come out from among them and separate yourself and be a peculiar people. Touch not the unclean thing, and I'll receive you this morning." Your friends will influence your character. Amen. I'll tell you, dear friend, I've seen with my own eyes, dear friend, kids in church, dear friend, that would be just as sweet as they can be, and yes, sir, and no, sir. Dear friend, and they, dear friend, see them out at the ball field, or see them down at the burger joint. Dear friend, when they're in a crowd of their friends, dear friend, they'll point and laugh and snicker. Dear friend, they act like they don't even know you. Dear friend, I'm telling you, your friends will influence your character. This morning it'll make you become someone whom you do not want to become. Your friends will influence your cares this morning. If they don't care about church, you won't care about church. It'll fade from your view. You'll get involved in other interests, other desires. I'm telling you, you better be careful. Your friends will want to go down to the blue hole on Sunday. How dear friend have to go to church. You'll start despising your parents for making you go to church. How dear friend, you'll come to church and want to be somewhere else. All because of your friends. How they'll make fun of you. They'll belittle you. How they'll call you a fanatic. They'll call you religious. How dear friend, I'm telling you, your friends will influence what you care about in this world. That's why the Bible said, be not unequally yoked together. How dear friend, the Bible said, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, because they will change you into something, brother, that you never intended to be, had it not been for your friends. Your friends, how dear friend, will involve you. How dear friend, they'll get you into things, brother, you wouldn't have otherwise gotten into. They'll get you experimenting with things, brother, you never would have touched. They'll get you a saying things, and how dear friend, that never would have come out of your mouth had you not been in a circle of friends. How dear friend, I'm telling you, the Bible said, birds, how dear friend, the Bible said not to run with that crowd. How dear friend, this morning that goes and does things. Proverbs said, how dear friend, my son, go not with them. How dear friend, birds of a feather flock together. How dear friend, I'd be ashamed to be counted among them. How dear friend, but I'm telling you, how dear friend, when folks look at your friends, they associate you with them. If your friends are, how dear friend, ruffians and rebellious, how dear friend, if they're mean, how dear friend, that's what the world is going to associate you with this morning. Amen. How dear friend, if you run with them, you're part of them. You're guilty by association. Amen. How dear friend, your friends, how dear friend, will inform you this morning. Amen. Having friends is wonderful. You better choose them carefully. How dear friend, the Bible said, there's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Amen. Blood is not always thicker than water. Have they some friends that are closer than your family? How dear friend, if they have great influence over you, they can be a help to you, but they also can destroy you. Abner had a friend. How dear friend, this morning I'm telling you, who do you call friend this morning? How dear friend, they can have great influence over you. Be careful. And mom and dad, you better find out who your children's friends are this morning. You better meet them, not just let them go running off with them. And when they say they're going to meet some friends at the mall, you better find out who they're meeting. How dear friend, when they are spending the night with somebody, you better call the parents. You better meet the friend, because the friends of your children have great influence upon them this morning. May the Lord richly bless you, is my prayer.